My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling and I love my girlfriend, but my girlfriend doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast is going to change all that. Week by week, I can feel it changing. Can't you, Bobs?
Not really, no.
On the Secret Recordings Network, welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. She's blonde, she's tiny, and she hates my impression of Annie. It's Bobby, super small hall.
Yeah, I really hate that impression. Every time you do an impression, you have to go, why do you have to be so loud?
I think I've been told I'm just loud all the time. It's not.
You are, but when you
particularly when I do an impression.
No, but you get.
You know what I mean,
loud.
Brother?
No.
You are looking like a shining star.
Why is that?
So when I proposed to Bobby, it was in Mexico last year, I got her a ring that I thought was really nice. It was a gorgeous ring. It was a gorgeous ring, but I didn't really fully grasp the fact that the centre stone wasn't a diamond.
No, but it was a gorgeous, gorgeous ring.
Yeah, but
and
apparently...
I was very, 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 very happy with it.
But apparently, like, when you propose, you're meant to have, like, a big rock or
right,
some form of a rock.
With a diamond, yeah.
There was some little diamonds in there.
Yeah, there was.
But after coming to the realisation that it wasn't a diamond in the centre of the ring, I decided to do something about it. And I went to a jeweller's in Nottingham, independent jeweller's called Temporal. Shout out to Temporal Jewellers.
The best, guys.
Bobby's engagement ring's middle stone has been replaced from a Morganite to a big...
Which was gorgeous.
Big blingy diamond, isn't it? That's like some Jennifer Lopez rock, that.
I can't stop staring at it. I feel like I've just got engaged all over again.
Do you know what Vince would say if he saw that?
Something really annoying.
He'd say, look at the rock.
Yeah, it's pretty special, isn't it?
Anyway, let me just press play. Glad you like it.
You're a good guy. What have we got today?
Well, before we talk about the wrestling, there's something else I want to touch on because like that ring is sparkling right now. It is looking shiny as anything, but it's still not as shiny as our living room floor. Because we've been together for 4 years.
Mm.
4 glorious years.
Yeah.
And I have never seen you wielding a mop. And
that's not true.
Yesterday, you were running round. It was like a blare through the flat. All left, right and centre, every nook and cranny is getting mopped. It's getting dusted.
I did a really big clean. And you say that I don't ever do it, and I do it all the time.
And you know why? It's because you're just like my mum. Whenever we have guests coming round, whenever my mum has a guest coming round, all of a sudden, the marigolds go on and you start giving a bit
marigolds.
Of...
Marigolds.
What are they called?
Marigolds.
The marigold...
I think.
I don't know, whatever. The yellow gloves go on and you start putting in graft. You start grafting.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Why do you only clean when your mate's coming round?
Because,
newsflash, I also like being in a clean flat.
I don't only clean... You don't see me cleaning normally.
How many washes have you done in the last 2 days?
Oh, God.
No, answer this question.
So many.
So how many washes have you done, would you say?
Maybe eight.
So that's eight washes.
I don't know, maybe more.
So you've done eight washes. How many washes do you think you did prior to that over the last 3 months?
I wash all the time.
Four?
Oh.
Yeah, you've been grafting because your mates are coming. You know that.
I know that I've... done a big clean because my friends are coming around, but I do clean all the time.
Right, the reason why Linda McMahon is on the screen right now is because I have revisited once again WrestleMania 17. So this is the third time since starting this podcast that we have found ourselves back at WrestleMania 17.
Okay.
What a pay-per-view that was, right? There's been a bit of a focus on the drama of pro wrestling over the last few weeks. That's fair to say, right?
Yeah.
But this week, I want to switch right back to the in-ring action. So you've seen the likes of HBK versus Flair, Austin versus The Rock. You've seen some of the greatest technicians in the world go at it inside of the squared circle. But tonight, I'm about to step it up a notch. We are going hardcore.
Why?
It's Raven versus Kane versus The Big Show for the Hardcore Championship. It's a Falls Count Anywhere match.
What does that mean?
The cool thing about the Hardcore title is, right, if that belt is yours, if you hold that title, then homie, you better be ready to defend it 24/7. You can get pinned anywhere, anytime. You could be doing the big shop in Asda, and Big Man could come behind you, roll you up, slap the 1, 2, 3, and the belt's his. As long as there's a referee present, you can get pinned at any point.
Fine. Who's this then?
So this is a different style of wrestling than what you're used to, but I reckon you're going to love it. So standing there in the ring, that is the WWF Hardcore Champion Raven. The man making his way to the ring right now is Kane, the man who was once Isaac Yankem.
Oh, Dr. Isaac Yankem.
That's Dr. Isaac Yankem in his new persona as Kane.
Wow, he's done well for himself, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So in this, did he used to be Isaac Yankem?
Nah, they ignore that.
That's so ridiculous.
What do you think of Kane? It's quite
this
scary.
It annoys me. You can't pick and choose when you want to ignore things. That's what's annoying. Mahit, he's very peculiar, isn't he?
Raven.
His hair's a very interesting colour.
So no rules, no disqualifications, anything goes.
Why has he got loose and leave?
So that's the great thing about hardcore matches, right? You can get hit over the head with a steel chair. You can get hit over the head with a ladder.
Whatever that is. Giant plastic man.
Oh, street sign.
But what annoying collection of weapons he's brought with him.
That's the great thing about hardcore.
Yeah, but if you're going to go hardcore, what you want is a crowbar, some knives.
Knives?
Well, he's bought a pile of leaves. What are you going to do with a pile of leaves? Well,
have you ever been hit on the head with a potted plant?
It's not in a pot. It's just loose sticks.
Look at this guy. So this is the Big Show. When he got brought into WWF, he was like the modern day version of Andre the Giant. He's massive. He was in Jingle All the Way.
Was he?
Yeah.
As what?
Do you not remember the bit where like he goes to get the counterfeit version of Turbo Man and he gets into a scrap with all the little elves and stuff and then the big guy comes out?
I don't know it in the way that you do. I don't know every single scene. So no, I don't. He's big though.
Over 7 feet tall.
Does he have giantism?
Gigantism.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, gigantism.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. I was told by several people that giantism's not a word.
Oh. Does he have gigantism?
I think so, yeah. Don't quote me on that, though. Look at this, right? They've been in the ring for about 2 seconds and they're already making their way through the crowd. That's the great thing about hardcore.
What is? They do this all the time. You show me matches all the time where they do this. Note how I called it a match then and not a game.
Well played. You're learning.
Thank you. Who's the champion in this?
The guy in the white top, Raven.
Well, he's not. Don't look like the champion. He's not doing very
well.
Oh,
my God. Look at that.
Oh, this is very Jeremy Kyle show, isn't it? When they go into the... When they run off stage. That's what this reminds me of.
Oh! See, this is where it gets really nasty. Like, they are now literally backstage.
He's running away from him.
Well, you would be.
He's actually running away.
Would you run away from the Big Show? I would.
Wrestlers aren't supposed to run away. What's he doing with the ref?
He's got to have... Right, the thing is, remember this. You've always got to have the ref with you to get the pin.
Oh, okay.
If you want to win the hardcore title, there's always got to be a ref present.
Is there just one ref?
Oh!
I do like this whole backstage sort of vibe.
That's what I thought you would. Oh, God!
What's happening?
Kane's like you, he had a broom then.
It's all manic. The camera guy needs to get better training. What room is this supposed to be?
This is like the boxes and...
Yeah, this is...
this is the box room.
A room conveniently placed next to the stadium with a hula hoop. Oh no, a hose pipe.
Oh, Raven's got Kane round his neck with a hose pipe.
Strangulation. This, again, I don't know what the rules are.
There aren't any rules. Falls count anywhere, no rules, no disqualification.
Yeah, but surely you don't want to kill somebody.
No, he was trying to choke him out, wasn't he?
Where are we going to next? Oh!
Whoa!
Window smash. Windows do not smash like that. He needs to get himself some double glazing. God.
Big Show just slammed Kane through a door into another room.
I'm liking seeing all of these other rooms. I feel like we're in a dressing room right now.
Oh my God.
He's got Big Show by the throat. He's very big.
Oh my God.
Have you seen how thin that wall is?
He's just put him through a wall.
Yeah, that wall is half a centimetre thick.
Yeah, but...
It's basically a piece of paper.
Oh, God, he's got a table.
And also, can we just acknowledge the fact that that room that he's just been slammed into was an empty room with nothing but a table on it, some fruit and some ketchup. What are they eating?
Oh, God, he's in a golf cart now. So Raven's got in a golf buggy.
This is ridiculous.
Let me just pause this because it's about to get real crazy.
It's like Mario Kart.
This is about to get real crazy, so let's just pause it real quick and play the greatest game in podcast history. Real gimmick or fake gimmick? Dig it! Ooh, yeah! Uh-huh! Oh, dig it! Dig it! Okay, this is Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. You know the rules by now. I give you the name of a wrestling character. You have to tell me whether or not you believe that character ever really existed. And just to clarify, a gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character, behavior, attire, and other distinguishing traits they have. Get it?
Get it.
Robin Banks.
Mm-hmm.
So Robin Banks debuted in 1995.
Is he Rob Banks by any chance?
Robin Banks debuted in 1995 wearing a black and white striped top, a black eye mask, and he'd carry with him a bag of loot. He was a bit of a crafty bugger. He'd always steal the win. His finisher was a killer submission move called the Safe Crack, and he'd hit you with the big loot, big boot at any given moment. Robin Banks, 1995. Real gimmick or fake gimmick?
I think he is a real gimmick.
What makes you think that?
Because I feel like when we watched that gimmick match with all the gimmicks in it, I feel like I remember seeing a robber.
Do you?
I feel like I do remember seeing a robber. I can picture him in my head now. It must be a real gimmick.
I think when you watched the gimmick battle royal, which was also from this WrestleMania, you've gotten confused.
Oh no.
With Repo Man.
Oh.
Do you remember Repo Man?
It was the Repo Man. But this is what you get when you dress your Repo Man like a robber.
It's true. But actually,
why does the Repo Man wear a mask?
I don't know.
This is so frustrating.
Robin Banks came from my brain. Fake gimmick.
Oh. Ooh, yeah.
All right, let's get back to the action. But before we do, what time are your mates getting here?
Any minute now. And I need the wrestling off the screen by the time they get here.
I don't know how I feel about sharing a one-bed flat with like six women tonight.
Well, I can't imagine most men would complain about that.
Well, just don't wake me up. Like, I know what girls are like. You're going to be coming through the door at 3 a.m. going,
ah! Wow! Squeal.
Should we have another one of these Proseccos? Or something like that. I don't want any of that tonight.
You have got no... Why would you be like that? When your friends came round, what did I do?
I made
drinks available. I made snacks. I made big fry-ups for everyone in the morning.
Yeah, I'm happy to
put all the beds out. And you're just whinging before anyone's even got here.
Hey, I'm happy to make drinks and snacks and stuff.
No, you're not.
I just don't want to be woke up at 3 a.m.
We ain't coming home, so...
So, look. Raven has just got in the golf buggy and Big Show's on the back of it. Look what happens here. Oh!
They seriously need to look at the structure of these buildings.
Do you know what was meant to happen then, just so you know?
What?
That golf buggy that just crashed into the side of there nearly took the entire power out of the entire arena.
Really?
In real life, yeah. Oh my God, look out!
Oh my God, he just got run over.
Kane just ran Raven over with the golf buggy.
What's the point of the ref? I don't understand.
The ref has got to follow the action.
There's no rules, so what's he refereeing?
He's just there to count the pin. Literally, the 1, 2, 3, that's all he's there for.
Bet the little guy wins.
Raven?
Yeah, I bet he wins. I'm going to... Ooh, he's bleeding a lot. Where's that come from? Is that his head?
Yeah, that's hardcore rules, baby. Anything can happen. You can bleed. You can break bones. Oh, God.
Well, what are you saying? Oh, God, for you threw a box of marshmallows. That's not going to hurt. That's not going to hurt anyone.
It's going to get put through the table. So what do you make of this concept, the whole hardcore vibe? Do you like it?
I like...
This was an entire era of WWF where it was like the hardcore championship.
Yeah, I quite like that you can see other places. Because for me, wrestling always looks the same. Someone goes in a ring, they're not wearing much clothing, or they're wearing leather pants, and then they fight. Whereas this is a bit more like, you know, going backstage. Everyone likes to see backstage as well.
You know, at the minute in WWE, right, they've got it's called the 24/7 title, but because it's like, it's a bit more PG, it can't be the hardcore title. So it's the same sort of thing. You can defend it and lose it at any given moment. And on Twitter today, the current champion is called Drake Maverick. Mm-hmm. He was looking at his wife on his wedding day, literally about to say his vows, you know, standing in front of the altar. And a guy called R-Truth came behind him, rolled him up and pinned him on his wedding day.
What?
Yeah.
So their wedding was part of the...
So that, no, they were actually getting married today, but he just also happened to be the 24/7 champion, and he let WWE...
So he was in on it?
He was in on it, yeah. He was wearing his belt with his suit.
No, our wedding is a wrestling-free zone. Completely.
I'd love a belt rather than a ring.
Absolutely not.
So this match is gradually nearing its close, which is good news for you, so you can go put some makeup on.
Oi!
And... Before we do that, let's play our other game. You ready?
Yeah, which one?
Celebrity Superstars, brother!
It's back.
Good, I like this one.
Brother!
This is Celebrity Superstars. It's where I name a group of celebs and you have to tell me which one would make the best WWE superstar and why.
Yeah.
Now, when we first met, because you love a British comedy, there are a few of them that I hate, and there's one of
which
them
one
that...
Which one don't you like?
I hate Gavin and Stacey.
I just find that absolutely mental.
Makes me feel a bit queasy when I watch it. I don't know what it is about it, I just don't like it. The other show that you were obsessed with when we first got together, and obviously for years prior to that, was The Inbetweeners.
Yeah, one of many. This is funny. What other comedy show do I like that you pretended to like?
Alan Partridge.
So funny. When me and Ian first started dating...
Good times.
And I was at his house one day and I saw an Alan Partridge book like on the shelf and I was like, oh, that's... I was just quite impressed because I really like Alan Partridge. I was like, oh, you like Alan Partridge? He was like, yeah, he's so funny, isn't he? Really funny. About a year later, I discovered Ian has never watched or read anything to do with Alan Partridge. The book was just his brother's. So...
Hey, got me places.
Yeah, I don't think that was just down to the book, but yeah, a little liar, aren't you?
So The Inbetweeners, who out of The Inbetweeners gang would make the best wrestler and why? I mean, they're all a bit nerdy, aren't they?
Oh...
So who have you got? You got Specky Four Eyes.
You got Will. Don't call him that.
Yeah, I'm wearing glasses as we speak.
You've got Will, you've got Jay, you've got Simon, and you've got Neil. Now, Jay would probably give it the big one, but actually crap himself because he's a bit of a wimp, really, and he just gives it loads. Will, he's got a bit of a, like, tries to stand up to people. I think it would be Neil because if you're familiar with The Inbetweeners, there's a scene where he punches a fish quite aggressively. So he's got some like moves and he's the tallest as well. He's very tall. I cannot imagine him in a pair of tiny little pants because he's very tall. Imagine Stephen Merchant in Wife.
Hey, hold on. I'm sure Stephen Merchant looks fine in a pair of undies. So Neil, the fish puncher, what's his wrestling name?
Well, let's just call him like the fishmonger and that could be like his gimmick.
Do you remember when I did Real Gimmick, Fake Gimmick where I did Fishmonger?
No.
Episode 2, I think it was.
Did you?
Check it out in the archives. Yeah.
What did you do?
I came up with a full fake gimmick of a guy dressed like a fishmonger.
Did you?
Yeah.
My memory's awful. Wow, there you go. That can be Neil.
Ready made.
Yeah.
Neil the fishmonger.
Yeah.
Brother. So we're nearing the conclusion of this match. We're back in the ring. Kane and Big Show scrapping it out. Two absolute behemoths going hammer and tong right now.
What?
Behemoths.
What's a behemoth?
Big, massive bastard.
Have you made that up?
Not sure. So, look at Big Show. He is like, he's twice the size of Raven. What is he doing with Raven?
Raven will win.
Bobby?
He's got Raven. He's going to throw him, I think. He's got him above his head.
Ah!
He threw They fell into us. Again, the structures are not strong enough.
So what's happening? Kane!
Oh
my God, Kane just leapt what looked like 200 feet.
No, he didn't.
Off the edge of the platform. The referee, 1, 2, 3.
Who won?
The former Raven. Isaac Yankum.
Raven. Well, no. I'm glad Yankum's had his moment. Why he has to wear the mask, though? Because of his past?
No, he wears a mask because he was burnt in a fire as a child.
Right, okay. Does he always wear that mask?
Yeah, he always wears it. But then later in his career, he took it off.
Did he have burns?
For like a week.
Oh my God, and then what?
And then he just washed off the makeup, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, there you go. Hardcore match, Kane. It's quite entertaining, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's good that it's different.
Yeah, I wanted to show you something a bit different today.
But you're trying to convince a woman to like wrestling when the bits that I don't like are the fighting. And that's essentially what wrestling is.
How are your stickers doing, by the way? They're doing pretty well.
Very well. We've sent out lots of stickers this week. If you have got them, then send us a little picture or tweet us, Instagram us, whatever.
At MadeMyGF, by the way. Follow us on all platforms.
It is good to see the hate of wrestling spreading far and wide, and it is going quite far. We've got people in America, Canada.
Yeah, we sent one of your stickers to New York City, didn't we?
Okay.
All over the shop. Now, the thing is, I don't mind you having this because I'm about to start a war right now. I'm about to start like a WCW versus WWF podcast war. I've been speaking to the person who made the stickers, the I Hate Wrestling stickers.
Right.
And I can get some I love wrestling stickers made up. So then we can go like back and forth. But what I need to know is if there's some demand for that. So if you would like one of my I love wrestling stickers, tweet me, Instagram me, Facebook me, at MadeMadGF, and I will send you a batch in the post a lot quicker than Bobby sends out her I hate wrestling stickers.
Lottie got in touch.
Oh, did you send her a sticker, yeah?
Yeah, I sent her a sticker and I sent her a lovely little message on it.
Oh, is that Adam Ward? Adam Ward got in touch. Is it his wife?
Yeah, or girlfriend or...
No, it's his wife.
Oh, yeah, it's wife. Anyway, she says, thank you for my amazing sticker and the fab message. He tries so hard to make me love wrestling. We even have a lot of matching t-shirts, which I only ever worn in bed in our home because it's bloody embarrassing staying at someone's home in a wrestling top. You have to explain yourself. I agree with you there. What I'd like to say, Lottie, is I hope that he is... not making you pay for these wrestling t-shirts. Bit like Ian with my nails.
What do you mean?
Sometimes he'll specify how he wants them done and I'll say, well, you're paying for it. I only get them how he likes if he pays for it. So it's a good little treat.
Kerry Maguire got in touch as well. She said, my boyfriend is sick to death of hearing me say, why would you choose to let someone hurt you? Why can't they just be nice? Look, there's loads of other programming out there, guys. Kerry, if you want to watch something where people have been nice to each other, go watch the Teletubbies.
I don't think that's on anymore, old man. Amy as well also got in touch. She says, me and my friends, I love your podcast. It always makes us laugh. Bobby, I feel your pain. Thanks, Amy. As I have similar conversations about football, only I can't even blame some of the stuff I don't get on gimmicks. No, you can just say it's very, very boring. So we have sent you some stickers as well. And just let us know when you've got them.
And if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could rate and review us. Just click 5 stars, then click write a review. When you leave that review, just tell us your first name and your profession, and we'll give you your very own wrestler name. So James says he's loving the podcast and he's a maths teacher and he wants a gimmick. What are we thinking? Maths teacher, James.
Maths, James. I'm thinking...
What about the subtractor?
Yeah, that's quite good, actually.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
James the subtractor.
Sort of taken away.
Yeah.
Bouts, titles.
Oh, yeah, all of it. And Brad has got in touch saying, if Bobby wants drama and scandal, then it's got to be the Edge, Matt Hardy, Lita love triangle, but she's got to see the video package to explain the feud. Do you know what, Brad? I hadn't thought about that, but that one, whoo-hoo, real life spilling onto the cameras. It is intense, yeah.
Oh, no, I like the sound of that.
So Brad is a paramedic. What do we think for Brad?
Oh, just like hero. Just the hero. I think paramedics are amazing. Ever since watching all that 999, what's your emergency? Ambulance, 999 on the front line, all that. Oh, I bloody love those shows.
I think Brad should be a submission specialist and he can be called the stretcher.
The stretcher?
Yeah, because that's what paramedics, you can be on a stretcher, can't you, with a paramedic?
Yeah, but also who doesn't want to be just called the hero?
Bit generic, isn't it?
What, the hero?
The hero.
The hero, you're the best, you're the... Best there ever was, best there ever
That's
is.
That's Brett Hart. Don't get, Brett's already taken that.
Best there ever will. What's
Brad,
it?
You can't be. Oh, wait, let's call him Brad the Hitman Hart.
He's just.
The hero.
Legend.
Legend, all right.
Icon.
Keep doing your thing, brother. You're a legend. Okay, so Bobby still doesn't love wrestling, but we're getting there day by day. I need to just keep showing you the drama I think we've learned, haven't I?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know what your aim. Like, what are you aiming for? When's it gonna end? Like, are we really just gonna keep going until
you fall in love with wrestling? So we will be back next week with another episode of I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling.